Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will try to be as brief as possible then to introduce this section, this agenda item, apologies. You will recall at the previous sessions of the group, we continued discussions on defining the technical and service parameters for international railway passenger hubs. Following discussions at these meetings, we discussed obviously document 2021-9, which was the list of parameters which we had developed with the Secretariat, with the assistance of experts, had developed to provide some food for thought, let's say, for the last meeting itself. What has been done with the support of the experts is we have prepared now document 2022-4, setting out the comments that we received from the experts on the definition of the technical and service parameters for the hubs. Before going through the comments themselves, just a quick reminder on what document 2021-9 contained, which is, as I mentioned, the basis for discussions today. You may recall that the document focused in its section 2 on the key parameters themselves, divided between passenger facing station facilities, connectivity and accessibility for passengers, and necessary railway infrastructure for the railway operators themselves. Without going into the full details of the comments received, I would just like to take the opportunity to highlight a couple of the things that are included in 2022-4. Firstly, from Belgium, the need to consider the primary and secondary categorization from infrastructure-related parameters. The need to discuss the concept of what is meant by nearby facilities, and the importance of capacity management. We also had comments from UIC on Part A relating to the use of a single language, or at least one other language, with a suggestion that it could be English. The approach to facilities focused on assisting passengers with reduced mobility, on information sharing as a general topic, the role of wireless connectivity, and the importance of separating the concepts of safety and security. On Part B, again, UIC noted the need for a wider focus on personal mobility solutions, and asked what was really meant by direct connectivity. In addition, during the last session, the importance of modern ticketing facilities was highlighted as a key, the role also of real-time information, and of course the role of staff in assisting passengers when there are delays, but also generally in helping them throughout the station. And in fact, we've already heard about this earlier today as well. We also heard about the importance of the interface between the various operators as being a key issue that would need to be resolved. And then, of course, there was the discussion again on whether there should be a differentiation between the services and the technical parameters for between the primary and the secondary hubs. So, Mr. Chair, I think it would be good to continue discussions on this topic and consider if we can maybe defining or starting to define a draft list, draft final, can we call it, list of parameters, considering the items that are in document 2021-9 as a basis. Maybe we could ask experts for any general comments at this stage, and maybe take advantage of the break then to tomorrow morning to go through item by item to see if we can come to some sort of a conclusion on next steps on the individual items. Thank you.